Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Super excited you decided to join us. Before we jump into today's podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most user-friendly and easiest machine to use. Go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's not only going to help you become a better basketball coach, it's not only going to help you think about the things that you're doing, but it's a great community. It's of like-minded coaches, and let me help you. Let my 30 plus years of experience help you through the process to win more games in less time and save a lot of money along the way, to be honest with you. All right, let's head off to the podcast. All right, welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're going to be in the mid to late 900s. We're not going to be at 1,000 by the time we get to you, Coach, but we're getting close. This is what happens when you don't coach a season and you in a world pandemic and your podcast goes from 5 days a week to 7 days a week because you just are trying to stay married and stay your wife's hair, to be honest with you, in a lot of respects. Mark, I'm going to have you introduce yourself kind of, and then kind of tell where you're coaching now, and then kind of tell everyone kind of your basketball journey. I always love doing that at the beginning, just to kind of, everybody has a different story. Mm-hmm. I think is a huge part of this great profession we're in. And then we'll go from there. All right. I'll turn it over to you.
All right. My name is Mark Ganter. I'm a head basketball coach, boys basketball coach at Hillsboro High School in Hillsboro, Oregon. It's a
okay. So summer. I always tell people, where is that and what's the closest city?
It's a suburb of Portland. It's about 20 minutes west of Portland. It's one of the bigger cities. It's grown in the last 10 or 12 years. One of the third or fourth biggest, largest cities in the state.
How long have you lived in Portland?
Well, I live in Beaverton, which is another suburb of Portland. You know, the Portland metro area.
Yeah.
All my life. I've been here all my life.
Okay, so then you watched Wesley when he was playing for the Trailblazers then.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wesley was one of my guys.
He
loved Portland. He had nothing but great things to say about Portland and that whole area.
It's they treat their athletes good. It's a small place, so you're in a fishbowl. Right. So wherever those guys go, they get recognized, and they do a pretty good job of leaving them alone.
Yeah, Giannis lives in Wisconsin, and he's the best player in the world. That's a small market, relatively speaking, you know.
Yeah.
So you've lived there your whole life. So how explain your – you said you played for a while and then your family's –
Yes, I was a three-sport athlete in high school. I was recruited all three sports, D1, you know, scholarship offers. I ended up not doing my best sport, which was probably football, receiver. But I did the sport I love, which is basketball. That 1977 Trailblazers run against the Sixers when Dr. J was around. Here I am. I was going to be the 6'1" Dr. J.
Oh my God, I remember that Portland team. What Walton was on that team. Wasn't Walton on that team?
Oh yeah.
He had the headband. He used to wear that headband.
Oh, yeah, Walton, yeah, Maurice Lucas, Lloyd Neal, all those guys. And gosh,
we're old, Coach. I remember that team.
I admit it. I'm 57 years old. I'm not hiding nothing. So we were at that game, that last game when they won it. My mom was graduating from nursing school or something like that.
Yep.
At one of the small schools out west called Linfield. And my brother and we had tickets because my mom was part of this pool with these doctors. And it came around that we had the tickets, so we went. We didn't go to graduation, went to the basketball game.
That's a good choice.
So yeah, so that was a lot of fun. That from there I'm like, okay, I'm playing basketball. I gotta do this. You know, so I just start playing in high school, college. Ended up going to a JC first down in Eugene, Oregon, which is by University of Oregon.
Okay.
And then from there, I got a full ride to a small school in Hawaii. Back then it was NAIA school.
Okay. And what island?
On Oahu.
Okay.
And it was called Hawaii Loa College back then.
What's
and
it called?
Now it's called Hawaii Pacific University. And they're a D2 school.
Okay.
Yeah. So went over there, full ride, didn't pay for anything. And I'm like, you kidding me?
Done.
Done. I wasn't going to go anywhere else and walk on. Forget that.
Right. And so we were talking about this before we came on the air about Hawaii. How do you study if you go to school in Hawaii? Because
you see a lot of guys come and go. A lot of guys come and go.
Yeah, it's hard too. If you're not native Hawaiian, it's harder. Like
it can be.
It can be. Yeah.
If you're not willing to embrace the culture,
right,
and not bring that mainland mentality over there, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I embraced the culture. I tried the food. I was, you go to somebody's house, first thing they want to do is feed you.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And if you don't say, at least have a little bit of something, you're offending.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So you eat. And if you haven't tried it, you're going to try it.
Right.
So
very friendly people from my one visit, very friendly people. Yes.
I still keep in touch with a lot of people over there. A lot of my buddies who were from there are still there. And we still keep in touch.
It's hard because it's like, I think maybe it was in Hawaii. I don't remember which island it was, but it was like I remember going to the concierge or something. Okay, so if there's a break here in the podcast, it's because we had dog emergency in the Collins household. Yeah, wow. It's gonna be bath time after we get off the podcast. But so you were talking. Oh, you were talking about Hawaii and how the people and how nice they were in food and eating. They are. It's always great. Now, were you able to explore when you were there, and were you able to jump to different islands and stuff?
Yeah. We as far as visiting during school, we went to Hilo because we played Hawaii Hilo over there.
Okay.
But after basketball season, I had some buddies that one of my good friends, his dad was our coach. He was our point guard.
Okay.
He's from there, so he knew everybody, and we got to go to other islands and play golf. And after basketball season, we're golfing, playing tennis, going bowling. We're doing anything.
I like Maui.
I love Maui.
I think I tell people, if you can only go to one island, go to Maui.
Maui.
Because you get a little bit of everything. Now, the big island, there's all of them. Kauai's like going to Jurassic Park. They're all great. But I said, if you can only go to, you shouldn't go to only one. But if you can only go to one, go to Maui is what I tell people.
My daughter still lives over there. She loves it.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yeah. She lives over there.
Oh, God. We were teasing before we came out. You should visit her a lot.
We go there. We try to get there every other year. Last few years, we haven't been able to. But my wife, she loves Maui too. Yeah. And she lets me play golf.
Oh, she does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to golf and fish a lot more, and then I became a head coach, and then all that went away.
If even during the season, regular season, if I don't go on a Sunday and at least get 9 holes in, I go cuckoo. It takes my mind off of everything.
I love that. I got to get outside. I got to get outside, and usually it's walking the dogs, which is why half the reason we had the
podcast. Yeah.
But yeah. It just lets me clear my head, and yep. I usually put a podcast in that has nothing to do with basketball and
yeah.
just kind of veg. And I was about a month ago, I was listening to Brock's book, and I still think I have 6 hours left on that thing. It's like 27 hours on Audible or something.
Is that, how is that? Is that
it's a good book? Good. It's good. It's Moore's first term, and he does it. The only reason mm-hmm. I got it is because, you know, I think, first of all, I think he was a great president, but mm-hmm. I also like hearing him. Like, he's yeah. just such a good speaker. I can listen to him talk forever. It's just like,
he's just smooth. He's eloquent. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy that you're hoping your girlfriend, he doesn't talk to your girlfriend kind of guy.
Right.
Talk to my girlfriend. Go talk to
no me. Kidding.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So then, you graduated, and then what happened?
Graduated. From Hawaii, I stayed there for a little bit. I had a couple opportunities to go overseas and play,
okay.
but I didn't. My knees were so bad. The doctor says, you know, you'll be 40 and you'll have knee replacements.
Right. You don't want
and
that.
I'm 57. I still need them right now. But
right.
So I didn't do anything. I stayed there for a little bit, worked in finance for a little bit, moved back home in 1990.
Okay.
Moved back here to Beaverton and continue to work. Always wanted to get into coaching. What got me was, I think it was my freshman year of college, my dad coached a semi-pro football team. He's wow. a big football guy. He was a quarterback.
And he
was awesome. And so in a ragtag bunch, first year, just got the team together. And I was a part of the, just kind of help him out for the summer. And I saw him coach. And I'm like, holy crap. Why is he not doing this for a living? The dude was, it was just, he commanded attention. He got respect. It was just like, whoa, I knew he was like, you know, the man, but holy smokes. I had no idea.
And then, it's a good gig.
Yeah. So I'm like, I gotta get into this, you know, kid, my son was young. My daughter stayed in Hawaii and my son was young. And so, I worked for a couple of big corporations. And got involved with a youth golf organization in the north and northeast part of Portland, which more to predominantly the black kids over there,
right.
And helping them out, and just introducing the golf and creating avenues for them as far as scholarships and things like that, exposing them different things that, you know, when you play golf, you're exposed to. And
right.
Those kids don't get that. I was fortunate enough to be a part of that because, again, my dad, you know, he was right. part of the Oregon Golf Association.
Golf is such a great game. Golf teaches you so many things about life.
Oh, my goodness.
And first of all, I love basketball. Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Please subscribe and like. Leave those 5-star reviews. Those 1-star reviews you can leave in your pocket. But go over to Apple and Spotify and wherever you leave reviews or wherever you listen and tell us what you're thinking. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. The one-stop shopping. The Netflix for basketball coaches. And then also go over and check out our other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Part of the, I love saying this, part of the Coach Market media conglomerate. Go over and check it out, and let's head back to the podcast. Golf is up there as far as games go. I'm a horrible golfer. I'm a horrible golfer, but it's a great game. Horrible. Like, I mean, I don't even remember last time I hit a ball, but it's a great game. What I think it does is it teaches you a little bit of everything. If you let it get in your head, you're done.
You're done.
It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to treat the game more important than, I mean, there's so many different levels to golf. That I wish more kids could play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and my the biggest one for me is, what are you doing when somebody's not watching?
Oh, I didn't even think about that part of the game.
So you hit a ball and it's over in the trees.
I'm usually kicking it out of the rush.
Are you looking around to kick it out so you can, you know, have a better angle? Are you taking your lumps and chipping it out back in the fairway and going from there? So, you know, what are you doing when people aren't watching? Are you doing the right thing?
That's a great thing too.
Teaches that.
Yeah.
So
it's such an elite game though. That's what irritates me. I mean, there's so many interesting things. Oh, so many things. And it's not I don't know. I saw a video the other day about this guy made a meme and it was hilarious. He goes, yeah, I took myself, my wife and me and my three kids skiing. Well, there goes college. There goes their college education kind of thing, how expensive it is. It's similar to golf. It's such an expensive sport. Like,
yeah, it is.
So that's the thing is it's like we, but I think it teaches some of those skills that even basketball doesn't teach. So are you a teacher? What do you do? What did you do?
Yeah. I left corporate and took an early out package, and part of that package was they would pay for any type of training or schooling.
Like that's like leaving the military.
Right. So I still got my regular salary as I was in grad school. Can't beat that.
I can't beat that.
So I'm in grad school, still getting paid. And, you know, my wife says, you got to be a teacher because, you know, she says you'd be great at it. So I got my master's in teaching in 2013.
Okay.
And had a tough time finding a permanent gig. I still am. I've gotten a couple temporaries, which last a year. Then, you know, you got to get the emergency endorsements to teach that certain subject and all this stuff. But anything permanent, I haven't got it yet.
That's crazy. Cause I mean, if you were willing to move, you probably could. I mean, the problem is that's what I tell some young coaches too, when they're looking for a job and stuff and they want to teach and coach. I said, if you're willing to move, you can find one. Trust me.
Right.
You might be in the middle of like nothing against Kansas, but maybe in the middle of Kansas, or you might be in Alaska or who knows.
Right.
But you'll be able to find
something.
If
I was younger, I would have done it, but now I'm like, no. So, you know, and then I I was still coaching high school golf then. Okay. And then I got on campus as a teaching assistant basically. And the next year I took a job as temporary in special ed, and they finally coaxed me in to join the basketball staff.
Okay.
And then I coached the freshman team, and the coach then he was like, okay, you can do what you want to do. You know, I'm like, well, what are you guys running in varsity?
Right.
Well, we're doing this. Okay. Well, I'll water it down and we'll do the same thing.
Right.
He looked at me like, I go, dude, I want these guys to be ready when you get them.
You're the triple A, man. You're double A, actually, at freshman level. I tell everybody they should coach freshmen at some point in their career.
And so, you know, those kids now are my seniors.
Right. But if you can coach them, you can – the seniors, it's like coaching – everyone. Because you got to break it down. It's like coaching a fifth grade team. It's like every
– Exactly.
You move down those steps, you have to be able to teach
them. And there's kids that, like I said, these kids haven't played a lot of basketball.
Right.
They were like, out of the 12 kids I had as freshmen, I think five maybe played youth ball. So we're going back to basics. Here's how you do a jump stop. Here's a chest pass.
Right.
You know? And so I didn't, you know, I told the varsity coach, that says, I'm not worried about wins and losses. You know, I want these guys to know how to play basketball.
Yeah.
And
that's half of it.
So
how did it work from you getting the freshman job to the varsity one then?
So that after that first year, the varsity coach says he was probably going to quit because he was having it for first baby. And he was still young.
Yeah.
You know, matter of fact, we joked about it because when he was born, it was probably the same day I was graduating high school. So he goes,
it's when players' kids start coming back, you go, ooh, it might be time.
So he says, we talked about that. And he looks at me, he goes, Dad.
That's funny.
So and he came to me and said that he was gonna resign and he thinks that I should take the job. And he was the second coach in 4 years.
That makes hard building a program when you have turnover like that.
Bingo. So I'm thinking, I know these kids, I know the school, the district. I talked to my wife. She says, yeah, you got to do this because they need some consistency.
Right.
And round about, they didn't have many applicants.
Yeah. It's like when I took my job, I was the only one. It's the funny part is you'd make more working at the convenience store than you do coaching probably.
Right.
Yeah. I tell people, it's like, I wish I could do more community service. And I'd love to, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I should be doing something with big brothers, big sisters. I think that's such a great, and it's like, well, my community service is like spending like 8,000 hours with my guys in the gym kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So it was like May of 2018 and he finally resigned.
Okay.
And they went through the process and didn't have any applicants. And principal came to me and says, you know, you want the job, it's yours. And this is like late May. So we're thinking, you know, we're talking, trying to get ready. There's no spring ball. Right. Trying to figure out what kind of summer we're going to have. And luckily the coach, before he left, he actually set up some summer things.
Right.
And so that was pretty good, but wasn't able to have any camps. You know, I knew some of the parents and they were kind of iffy about me.
Everybody's iffy. There's two types of coaches that are hired and coaches that are fired, baby.
Yeah.
So did you get a season in?
Yeah. Yeah. We got the season in. So I was, would have been the 2018, 2019 season.
18, 19. Okay. Yep.
Uh-huh. And then I had like three returnees and one had any type of significant playing time. So the card was basically bare.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing.
No, it wasn't. It's just, you know, people expected, oh, you got these guys that are play JV. I'm like, yeah, they play JV. They didn't play varsity.
Like if you're a freshman, you're good enough. You're with me. Like if you're
I did.
Yeah.
I had a freshman the next year, 2019, 2020, or right. Yeah. 1920.
I know. I keep forgetting which year did I coach and which year did I not coach? And I can't remember all that.
No, that year, that 2018, 19 year.
Yeah.
I had a freshman come in 6'5".
Ooh.
You know, he's a little skinny, but he can shoot.
That makes up for a lot of mistakes if you can shoot.
And I said, I told the JV coach and freshman coach, he's not, yeah, I got him. I got him. Sorry, he's with me.
That's right up at the top of the food chain because you can just take them.
Yeah.
What do you think the hardest thing to teach is?
I think the hardest thing to teach, God, you know what? Team defense for me. Why? Because if you don't have kids who haven't played a lot of basketball, they're hugging their man. The ball's on the other side and they're over there, you know, face guarding the guy on the other side of the court.
Right.
What are you doing? The ball's over here. You know, help defense.
Right. So how do you teach that?
Just drill it.
How do you specifically do that?
Just drill it. A lot of, it can be, 4-on-3, but they have to be in help and then plus scramble, plus recover. And, you know, it just make them play. Make them play.
Yeah. Make them make decisions. Cause that's the issues. You got to be able to see what happens. So what was the hardest thing about your first couple of years?
Flushing out that mentality that they had. Some of the kids were kind of disgruntled because I was the third coach that they had. So they were, you know, the attitudes weren't good. they thought they were better than they were.
That's every kid, yeah.
And they, you know, they had this rec league mentality. I mean, even in warmups, I had to consistently get on them because, you know, we have a specific warmup we're doing, and all of a sudden I look back and they're just doing the 2-lane layup drill like the NBA. You're trotting around.
I'm like, if you're the NBA and you put in your 80,000 hours, then you can do that. So
thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.